This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Kia ora, welcome to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0. And as part of our podcast series, you're listening to Roseanne Murray, and I have with me in the studio today Rob Gray, who is the manager of Waimarie Hamilton East Community House. Welcome, Rob.
Thank you so much, Roseanne.
It's great to have you here with us today. So how about we just start off you telling us a little bit about the community house, what it is you do, how you can support the local community.
Yeah, so we've been around for about 25 years now. Based in Hamilton East, Wellington Street, 53 Wellington Street, if you want to pop in and see us. Mm-hmm. We're there to serve the community. We're there to help facilitate community, help people have a sense of belonging in that community and act to do anything that's better, provides betterment for the community. So we do a lot of food, a lot of free kai, thanks to the wonderful people at Go Eco. So the Go Eco Rescue Food, we're a hub for the Combined Christian Food Bank. We provide $11 fruit and veggie boxes. So there's a few things around the kai space that we do. We do a cafe on a Tuesday morning, but a proper coffee, barista coffee and cake, which is always a good thing for a gold coin koha. No one can afford a cafe, so we decided to run one.
Great idea.
Yeah?
Yeah. And who's got the barista skills? You?
Occasionally myself, but no, we delegate it out. So everyone knows what they're doing.
Right.
Thanks to my oversight. We also hire our rooms out, so we have a few different rooms, good for meeting spaces, seminars, all sorts of things. So all sorts of groups use our rooms, from government agencies to small groups running classes and things like that. So rooms for hire, we have yoga, cooking, sewing, all sorts of, a few different community education classes, and yeah, anything that takes our fancy. Skinny jump modems for those who can't afford internet.
I wondered where you were going with that one, but that's okay.
No, got to be careful when you say the word skinny.
Yes.
But, not a word I relate to personally, but.
No, me neither.
Yeah, that's about us. And any events, we run events as well. Yep. So we will come up with events for any reason.
Yep.
And bring the barbecue out and put together some food and enjoy a great event together with the community. So the community are a big part of those events. They run it with us, really, in terms of creating the atmosphere, doing the cleanup. Everyone seems to pitch in. So it's always a good atmosphere for our community events.
Yeah. Just picking up on the kai provision, obviously you would have found probably a greater uptake of people looking for additional support in that space?
Yeah, it's huge. Mm. We do it through a list. So we make up a list of names every day. That list used to be 2 days. You used to be able to get back on the list in 2 days' time. Now it's 7 or 8 days' time. So that those numbers have quadrupled over the last 3 years.
Yeah, it's significant, isn't it? Yeah. But not surprising in the current economic climate that we're operating in, and I'm hearing it's all over the place.
It sure is.
Yeah. So I know my co-workers at Community Waikato and myself, we were fortunate to come along. I think it was just before Christmas, wasn't it? Early this year. I can never remember when it is. We came along and had one of our meetings there, actually. It was really great. But it was also an opportunity for us to see what you do have at Waimarie and also the outdoors. You've got a beautiful community garden there.
Yes, I did neglect to mention that. We have a fantastic community garden, land we lease off the council, and they provided that for us, which was wonderful. And we grow all sorts in there. It's free for people to forage in. So it really is for the community to come and harvest, to come and top up their salads or get some of those vegetables they need. So, yeah, come and have a look. And if you want to join us, that's Friday morning, 9:30 to 12:30. You can join our gardening team and you'll learn a lot as well. We have Michael from Go Eco coordinate that, and he is the fount of all knowledge when it comes to all things garden. So
he is indeed. I went along to a seminar that he ran, and just there's nothing that he really doesn't know, is there, about gardening, whether it's around the pruning, you know, and the time of the year to do that, or whether it's the planting of your vegetables.
Yeah, there's a lot in that brain.
There sure is, yes. He's a very much a treasured Tonga as such for the Hamilton community, that's for sure. And so if anyone's wanting to potentially look at volunteering, they could come along on a Friday morning, as you said, to help in the garden. Is there other opportunities for people to come along and volunteer?
We're pretty full at the moment.
That's great news.
We're doing well on the volunteer front. Always a chance for someone to bring their leaf blower at this time of year or grab a broom, sweep up some leaves, come and chat with us. We ask for a little resume and we might be able to find something for you.
Yep.
There is a bit of movement in the volunteer space, so if we've got your details and we know you're keen, then yeah.
All right. And it's obviously a space for potential connection. I suppose, you know, you've said that maybe people can come along and use it to maybe come to a yoga class or cooking class, sewing class, whatever it might be. But the connection, and I suppose the Tuesday morning cafe was part of how people can come together and connect.
Yeah, and come together in a stress-free environment is what we're after there. We want people to sometimes just take a break and breathe. For us, it's about manaakitanga. It's about making people feel welcome. You have a place here. Come and take a seat, have a coffee, take the load off, and be part of us for a time, be part of what we do, and happy to serve you.
Yeah. And I know we were very fortunate that we were there during the summer when it was a fine day in summer. And I know we sort of walked around outside with our cup of coffee and looked through the garden at the same time. So it's a beautiful atmosphere to just sit there and relax.
Yeah, there's a nice table at the front. You can sit, bring your kids. A lot of families wander through.
Mm-hmm.
There's a nice little library at the front of it, so you can grab some books as well. It's a good place.
Yeah. So you said that you were open, is it 9 to 4? Is that Monday to Friday?
Monday to Friday.
Yeah, Monday to Friday. So, and then obviously in the weekend, the garden's open all the time if they want to come along and forage and
absolutely.
Pick out something that you know might be useful for them to cook up some kai.
Pick the leaves, not the plant.
Yeah, don't take the whole plant out.
Please not. Yeah.
No. All right. No, that's... That sounds good. So now what about information? If, you know, if maybe someone's feeling new to the area, don't know where to go for different things, you know, do you have, you know, are you available to provide some information, support to them, or whatever that might be?
Yeah, we'll certainly do our best there. Yep. Our local knowledge is fairly extensive these days, so come and see us. Yeah, we've had a few lately who've moved into the Hamilton East area, and they've appreciated coming in for a chat, getting on the Kai list, having a coffee, and finding out a bit more from, not just from us, but from other people who come into the house as well. So, together we can help you out.
Yeah, so obviously I'm hearing, you know, it's a place to come for connection, maybe if you're looking for a relaxing space to have a coffee, have a chat with other people, but also too, you know, especially if you're feeling new to the area or maybe your circumstances have changed and, you know, you're sort of maybe a little bit lost around sort of, you know, what can I do next? It might be popping along and whether there is an opportunity to volunteer or maybe put your name down to volunteer or potentially maybe you might be able to refer them on to some of the various government agencies if they're needing sort of that type of support.
Yeah. That's right.
All right. Yeah. Great one-stop shop.
We try to be.
Yeah, yes. 53 Wellington Street, place to go in that sort of Hamilton East area. That's awesome. Now, talking about events, you have got a significant event coming up, haven't you?
We have. Next Thursday, we've got our community brunch coming up.
Yeah.
Something we ran last year and loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And people always enjoy their hash browns and their bacon and things like that.
So, okay, can anyone come along?
Oh, anyone can come along. You're most welcome, Roseanne.
Okay, very good.
You can call it a work meeting if you like. I won't tell anyone.
I know, that's right, yeah. Must have to have a meeting over in Claudelands Way somewhere.
Yeah, so we're running it in partnership with Neighbours Aotearoa, who are an organisation that seeks to just build neighbourliness throughout the country. So they'll be running a bit of a survey, having a chat with people about what it means to be community. But that'll be very informal. The main aspect is the food. There'll also be some other organisations there. We've got Te Kohau Health coming. You'll be able to sign up to vote or check your voting details. And it's a bit of a mystery about who else might be there, but there'll be some others as well. So it'll be a good morning. So that's next Thursday,
the 11th
yep. at 11 a.m.
So all right, so can't
everyone
forget
that. Is welcome.
11th of June at 11 a.m.
Yeah, we try and match it up. Makes it easy to remember, stays in the brain.
It does. And that's for those that you know familiar with field days, it's the week of field days. But we're not going to be too worried about parking where you are.
It can be an issue, but not as serious as field days, that's for sure.
No, that's sure. And I saw the extended weather forecast, and it looks like it's going to be a fine week.
That can't be right.
Oh, wow. I know. Field days, it's normally wet, foggy.
Yeah, it should be either freezing or raining.
Yeah. So, well, I think it might be low temperatures. I'm okay with that, as long as we've got some bright blue sky and that yellow thing up in the up in the sky as well. All right. And so that's 11th of June, 11 a.m. at the community house. So any cost?
Just a koha. If you've got a gold coin koha, that's great. If you don't, no worries.
Okay, that's all right. So there's a lovely brunch on the menu. Great opportunity for conversation, connections with people. And you were saying Te Koha Health is going to be there?
Yeah, yeah. And so we've made a connection with the people who they're running some programs for people with cancer.
Okay.
And they'll be there to promote themselves. So if you know someone with cancer or it might be something that's cropped up in your own life, they'll be good people to come and talk with.
Right. Okay. That's good to know. And I know they provide a lot of different services, don't they?
They do. We have the gambling harm people come and see us every week as well.
Okay.
So if you know anyone who's struggling in that area or you are, come along on a Tuesday afternoon, actually, around 1 o'clock, and they'll be there to chat with you. And I think they might be there at the brunch as well.
All right. Okay. Oh, that's good. Yeah. There's always someone out there that you know that's probably, you know, struggling in that space. And it's quite good just to have a chat to someone. And maybe they might have some little strategies that you can use or just at least be able to impart some information onto those people.
Yeah, they're absolutely wonderful. So always, and they're easy to talk to.
Yep.
Absolutely no stress at all. So
that's great. And you also mentioned about the elections, and obviously that's for the government elections that are coming up later this year.
Yes, everyone should be getting themselves enrolled or at least check your details. Things have changed a bit this year for the election, so you can't enroll on the day anymore. You have to be enrolled by the end of October, so 25th of October, I think. But get yourself enrolled. So we'll have hopefully have the Electoral Commission there, but if not, we have the forms, we have everything you need to get yourself enrolled.
And I know the whole community sector is looking at a big push in the space to get more and more people on the electoral roll so that they can vote, have their voice, have a say, whatever that might be.
And we have Rex from Waikato Local there every Thursday as well, helping people get enrolled. So that's 1 o'clock every Thursday. We have someone there.
Okay.
To help you out.
Right. So if you can't get along this Thursday at 11 o'clock to sign up for the roll, I'm hearing that you've got someone who's generally there at 1 o'clock every Thursday that can support you in that space.
Yeah. And if they're not there, I'll help you out.
Right. You've got the forms there that they need to fill out to do that. Okay. And look, I think it's vitally important that, you know, we get as many people as we can to on the roll to be able to vote. Whether you do end up voting or not is totally up to you.
Yeah, absolutely. But, politics affects everybody. We all walk on the footpaths. We all, you know, pay taxes or get benefits or anything. It affects us all. It's our country. So get yourself enrolled and have a say.
Yep, that's right. And then you can't complain if you don't vote.
Exactly. No vote, no moaning.
That's right. That's my philosophy on that one as well. So, look, have you got anything else coming up in, you know, throughout the year? Is there any other significant events that you're looking to roll out?
We will have an event around Matariki. Just need to specify the date on that one, so I'm a bit vague on that, I'm afraid.
Yes, because Matariki, the actual day that we celebrate,
July 10th, I believe.
Yes, it's actually coming up. You know, like originally we used to get through was Queen's birthday, now King's birthday, and then we used to sort of like feel a little bit of doom and gloom, and that we had to go all the way through to Labor weekend, wasn't it, before we potentially have the next long weekend. But you're right. Yeah, Friday the 10th of July is Matariki Day.
Yes.
So I know there's quite a lot of different activities going to be held either on that day itself or in that sort of next couple of weeks, I think, after that. So obviously there's going to be something coming up led by Waimarie, and details on your website, I suppose, at some stage.
Yeah, and our Facebook page. Facebook page is the best thing to follow.
Yeah.
So if you do want to see what we're up to, follow the Facebook page. We can be a bit tardy on the website. But yeah, Facebook is generally pretty up to date. So,
just if you just put into the search, what do they look up?
Yeah, Waimarie Hamilton East Community House.
Right. Okay. So if you just put that into your search.
As far as I know, there's only one of us, so it should be pretty easy to find.
Yeah. All right, and then if need be, 53 Wellington Street.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So that's great. So there's going to be an event coming up at some stage around Matariki, which has become a real significant event.
And I think it's wonderful.
Yeah. It is awesome, isn't it? We, a couple of years ago, got up really, really early in the morning and went up to the observatory to try and see all the stars coming out, but I believe it's actually not quite the right time of the year for that. We sort of saw what we thought was one or two of them, but unfortunately the light pollution, especially now where the observatory is by the zoo, once upon a time there was not a lot of lighting around that area. You know, it was out in the countryside. Mm. But, you know, with the town sort of expanding out into that area and especially Te Rapa with the commercial area, there's even at 5 o'clock in the morning, there's a lot of light pollution now. So,
that's tragic.
Yeah, it made it a little bit harder for us to see. So, but if you're outside of the main city area, have a good look around. You might be able to see the stars at some stage.
Yeah, take a drive. Head down to National Park. It's down there one winter. The stars are amazing.
Yeah. I was down in the Wairarapa, and I know Martinborough was recently, maybe a year ago, National Reserve around the sky. And there's a couple of them in the country. And, because there's not many streetlights there.
Yeah, the other one's Mount John down in Tekapo.
Right, yes. And, it's gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful. If you get a beautiful crisp night/morning.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful way to see all our stars out there. That's right. What about later on? You got anything else coming up later on in the year?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
I encourage people just to do the weekly things. You know, come to the cafe, get yourself signed up for Kai, do a class. We will have events later in the year, but for now we're focused just on the next few months and the community brunch next week and doing every week well. Probably be a barbecue around Matariki, a midwinter barbecue. Always seems to create it's probably been our most multicultural crowd when we've done that.
Yeah.
And I love seeing that our migrants particularly want to get into these events that are special to New Zealanders and embrace that. And so, it's been a wonderful multicultural event, our Matariki barbecue. So, keep an eye on Facebook.
Yeah, and I've heard that feedback from other organisations that have run similar events as well. Mm. It's a great opportunity to bring all the different ethnic communities together. And as you say, they tend to, enjoy the opportunity to celebrate a significant event here in Aotearoa, which is great to see. So we've got a little bit more time still. What else are you seeing out there, Rob? Is there anything else that we can share out there?
Hamilton East is a very interesting area. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of the haves and have-nots, to be fair. So we do have quite a lot of begging going on down Grey Street, Clyde Street Shopping Centre, as well as MAID and these wonderful locations, but you need a bit of coin to partake in them. And so we are seeing that rise in poverty. We're seeing it across the board and across ethnicities, we're seeing workers now, we're seeing it in retired people, a lot of people coming in and struggling and just saying, and we really encourage people just to get over any shame, any embarrassment. It's tough times, and it takes a village sometimes to raise us all up.
Mm-hmm.
So I just encourage anyone listening, if you are struggling, don't hesitate in reaching out. you can get a food bank pass, or you can sign up for rescue food. You can use our garden. Don't be shy. Don't let the shame win. The help is out there. The food is out there.
Mm.
It's just a case of accessing that. So I want to encourage people in that. Use the resources that are in your area, community houses and other social service agencies. They want to help. It's what we're here for. So.
Yeah. I hear that quite a lot. You know, it's the whakamaru, it's the shame of having to put your hand out, you know, and especially people that are just so used to putting their hand up. However, right here, right now, there's such a greater need. And, you know, at one stage it was probably more, you know, people that maybe were on some sort of, you know, benefit, you know, that was more seeking the kai. But now we're seeing, you know, people, you know, even with two incomes, still not being able to cope. And it is okay.
Yeah,
and they're not the only ones out
there.
That's
right. We know housing costs are extremely high. We're hearing a lot of stories of people losing shifts. So people who have relied on reliable shifts through the week
mm-hmm.
are suddenly having shifts dropped, and obviously that impacts income for the week and can create a budget crisis. So
yeah, and especially if you're maybe on more of a casual basis or you know, fixed term basis, where I suppose. Yeah, there's no guarantee out there, is there?
Yeah, it just takes a dental emergency, right? For us, suddenly you owe another $1,000 or $1,500. Yeah. And it's like, where's that coming from? The car breaks down.
I was just going to say exactly the same thing. I heard a story earlier about, someone who had just bought this car and was meant to be in tip-top condition, and a week later the coolant hose or something blew. And, you know, there was, you know, yeah, good $1,000
yeah.
that they didn't have. That had to somehow find the money for because they needed the car to get to work.
Yeah.
So it's such a challenge, isn't it? And of course, we've all talked probably a lot about the current petrol costs at the moment.
For sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, use your bus.
That's right. You right. know, and our public transport, it's not as bad as what people make out to be. I mean, for those that maybe live a little bit outside the main city boundary, it's a little bit more difficult, but. It's not too bad in comparison to some other places.
Yeah, it was a shame to see some routes dropped for the sake of the meteor and the comet, especially around our area. So if you are, for people with a disability, it is now a bit of a struggle to get from bus stop to home. So that was a bit of a shame. But at the same time, the meteor is a great route. You can get through the city pretty easily. So it's a tricky one.
Look, it is, and I'm sure they've all had to look at how they tighten their budgets as well at the moment. I'd hate to imagine how much the cost of diesel is, or whatever it might
be.
Exactly. Yeah, it is a challenge indeed. All right, and I mean, I think, you know, you were talking before about, you know, the value of the community houses, and, you know, I can't emphasise that even more, is, you know, for those out there listening, you know, the community houses across Kirikiriro and even further afield across the Waikato region. They're a great source of information and also to a source of comfort and maybe, you know, that non-judgment sort of setting. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you mentioned before about, you know, just pop in at any time, come and have a cuppa. You've got a nice little kitchen there and a nice little area there that they can just come and have a seat.
Exactly.
Yep. Especially if, you know, the world's just getting too much for them.
Yeah, and I do want to emphasise that we exist for everyone in the community.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just for those who are struggling. And in fact, we do have a new initiative coming up called Friends of Waimarie,
mm-hmm.
Which will be an opportunity for people to support us financially. It'll be a little membership cost, not in terms of voting or anything like that. You don't have to come to our AGM if you don't want to.
That's when it puts people off, doesn't it?
Oh, well, so it should.
Yeah, yeah.
But it'll be an opportunity for you to give back to the community house, but also give to us, because we want to have some trusted allies. So, you know, there'll be that opportunity coming up in the next couple of months to join Friends of Waimarie, probably for around $50 a year, give or take. It'll be a koha. But come and be a trusted ally to us and have special member nights and things like that. So looking forward to launching that, hopefully in July.
That sounds a great initiative there. And, you know, there are people who may be listening or know of someone else who's maybe previously utilised the services of the community house, or it could be, you know, someone who's, you know, loyal to the local community. and really wants to see, you know, other members of the local community being well looked after. So great idea to just, you know, as you say, maybe $50, or if they want to give a little bit more than that, they're most welcome
more
to do that.
More
as
welcome,
as well.
Obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Never say no.
No, I bet you don't. So that will be on your Facebook page?
It'll be on Facebook and on our website. Yep. It'll be, yeah.
Yep. So more information will be coming
Might
up.
Might even have a launch party.
All right. Well, hey, any excuse, eh?
Any excuse.
Yeah. So just keep an eye out for that on their various media platforms. I think it's a fantastic initiative. And I think there's people out there that are willing to help. And even if it's, you know, if it's just $50 a year, you know, that's going to go a long way if you can get a few people.
I think there are people out there who want to donate, just don't know how to go about it. And people like to get something for their donation too. And so we'd love to provide that and run special evenings and information evenings with guest speakers and
So maybe if you're a local business or another local community group, you know, that's potentially also looking at maybe having a venue to run their meetings from, that could be a good way to sort of really engage and connect with the local community through the community house as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. One more thing I should mention also is that we will be running a Christmas event this year. So we're combining with the Hamilton East Churches to run Christmas in the Park at Steel Park. So we'll be looking at running that the last Saturday before Christmas. So that should be a great, great event.
Yeah, so fantastic. So obviously those listening, mark in your calendar. I'm not sure what date it is, but the last weekend, Saturday.
It'll be Saturday.
The last Saturday before Christmas.
You can't book the churches up on Sunday.
Of course. And Steel Park, which is just right there by the Hamilton East Shops, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, by Cook Street and...
wonderful old park. So, yeah, between Cook Street and Wellington Street.
Yep.
Wonderful old park, full of stories, that park. So
It's got a real sort of old English villagey feel about it, hasn't it?
Those trees can tell stories.
Oh, yeah, I bet they
fantastic
can.
Fantastic old trees there.
And they've got new little facilities there, some great new toilet facilities in that
Right. So, yeah, it'll be a great place to run a good event. Get the community together over that Christmas period.
That's great. And I think, you know, it's a great way to finish off the year, whether it's the work year, school year, try and get rid of all the troubles and challenges that we're having and come along and all celebrate together. And again, I'm sure all different ethnicities will be involved.
Exactly.
Even if they don't celebrate, you know, the religious connotation of Christmas. It's just sometimes it's a way of just coming together, isn't it?
Yeah.
Connecting.
Yeah, it's a time of year where a number of the religions have their own festivals. Mm. And so we're a multicultural country and city, and we'll certainly celebrate that at that event.
That's fantastic. Wow, we've actually run out of time now, Rob.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I know. So thank you very much for coming in and sharing all about Waimarie Community House with us.
Thank you for having me.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.